Danny Osborne's Fin Whale Rib makes, of course, its dramatic visual presence felt on the table here. But dramatic as that is, it is far more than just visually dramatic. In 1991, the body of a fin whale was washed up on the rocks at Ross McGowan, a few miles east of Castletown Bay, and this is one of its ribs. But it is also a panoramic, engraved representation of the peninsulas on either side of where the whale was found. So this remnant of a great sea creature also embodies the peninsular landscape that would have enclosed it on its last journey. And by using a technique of filling the engraved images with red ochre bound with whale oil, the work travels back almost 20,000 years. As well as these temporal and spatial resonances of this piece, whales have long occupied a significant cultural space, as in the biblical Leviathan, or St. Brendan's landing on Iasconius the whale in his voyage, or the exploitative hostility of Captain Ahab and others in Moby Dick. Even today, various species of the whale family have become emblematic of what will hopefully be a new relationship between humankind and the rest of the natural world. In passing, I was delighted to see that the accompanying sketches included one of the Bull Rock, one of the most extraordinary and indeed terrifying places I've seen. In Irish, it's Leon Dean, Down's Island, or going further back, Tech Dean, Down's House. Probably because of the long roofed passage that goes right through the middle of the towering rock, it was the pre-Christian portal to the other world. For me, it is one of the great examples of how landscape shapes and is shaped by the human imagination. But Sin Scéal Harish, that's another story. I'd like to also make very quick mention of the beautiful small work, The Island of Birds. When I looked at it, I saw Skellig Vjog, Little Skellig, the bird sanctuary particularly famous for its gannets, but it could be many rocky islands off the course, off the coast of Ireland. And it has this semi-magical thing where the weather, the waves, the rock, the birds seem to blend into one another, but has the energy of flight and of the sea in it.